I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. Today I want to talk about grief. Like loneliness, grief also has aspects of longing and discomfort. When we lose someone or something, it sets off a range of feelings. For some, the experience can be in stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, the Kubler-Ross 5 stages of grief, moving largely from one to the next. For many, it's a swirl of sadness, pain, anger, fear, disbelief, and uncertainty rolled up together. Anticipatory grief is the sadness we feel when we can see the end ahead. It is a silent grief as we prepare emotionally for what is to come. And yet it doesn't make the actual loss any easier. It just starts the grieving process sooner. While mostly associated with death, grief has found its way into our lives as we lose our jobs, marriages, and relationships, even our purpose, and yes, most certainly, when we lose someone to death. We all suffer differently, at our own pace and in our own way. Not all stages of grief occur for everyone. And just because you experience a stage like anger or denial, it doesn't mean you can't experience it again at a later point in time. That's the thing about a personal emotional journey. It is yours, and you must experience it in any order to move through it. My grandmother died when I was 13. It was such a hectic time in my life, not only because 13 is an age of massive change for young adults, but I was in a dysfunctional home life and already living a deeply traumatized experience. My grandmother had been sick, but never looked it. She went in for a surgery and died during the procedure. That news rocked my world. I was inconsolable. I had already lost a handful of relatives, and nothing could have prepared me for that moment. It didn't just mark a point in time. It would be a permanent scar in my life forever. My own mother was already struggling in her parenting, and on this day that her mother passed, it would also mark the end of her own ability to show up for her own kids. I remember she didn't get out of bed for what seemed to be weeks or months. My grandmother, while not a saint, was incredible in so many ways. We were so close to her, having spent so much time in my grandparents' home, living with them for a short while just a few years earlier. That loss was a double whammy for me. While I was able to move through my grief and simply miss my grandmother lovingly, I would come to understand, much later in life, the loss of my own mother from that day. Grief is not reserved for those who have left this earth. I don't doubt the loss of our parents is one of the deepest to reconcile, no matter the circumstances of our relationship with them. Collectively, the world is grieving life as it once was, and for too many, life as it ought to be. Everything has been flipped on its back since COVID invaded earlier this year, and it can be hard to see a clearing up ahead. May I suggest allowing yourself to feel all the feelings and emotions? Don't ignore the impact or sensation it brings. If you're comfortable talking to someone about it, then do that. If that doesn't feel like an option, there are resources to guide and support you so that you can heal and find a way to live again. It's not about making sense of a loss. You'll spin your wheels forever if that is your goal. It's more about how you can move forward from this point in time. Who can you be? How can you contribute in life or to another? What has this loss taught you? And where can you give yourself in order to help or support someone else who is also grieving? I often say that in the toughest times when we feel tremendous pain, we can fill our own hearts by giving our time, energy, and compassion to someone who needs it. When we turn our own personal loss into someone else's healing, we all win. Yes, easier said than done. But it's your call. Life is short. We can grieve and give at the same time. You can turn your loss into a gift. You don't have to go it alone. We were never meant to go it alone. Be kind to yourself, look after each other, and thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.